I'm gonna go through my slides really quickly because some of you don't realize that the last two presentations are about the same project. So I'm gonna give you a real quick overview of the project and then show you a quick video, it's about 5 minutes, that illustrates what we did in our project, and then Carmela's gonna describe more in detail the part that she focused on the most. And I'm Norma Gray, and I'm from the University of Arizona, and I'm describing the Seeds of Wellness program that the Tucson Indian Center, the U of A, and the Native community members developed in Tucson, a fabulous project called Seeds of Wellness. And you can see here the authors on this project. There were a lot of us involved. Christina Oreja de Baim could not be here. She was going to make this presentation. I think it's all working out since we have to shorten it anyway. So a lot of people from the Tucson Indian Center, the community members, and U of A. It was funded by the NIH National Center on Minority Health and Health Disparities. We got a 3-year planning grant to do a community-based participatory research project. There was a lot of community input into this project. We worked together throughout all aspects of it. The Community Advisory Board was fabulous. They were involved in everything, including the needs assessment, which we talked about earlier today, and every aspect of the project, developing the intervention and developing an evaluation for the intervention also. They decided on the name for the project, which was Seeds of Wellness, because we were focusing on wellness and we were also incorporating gardening as one of the themes. And so the tagline was planting seeds for healthy families with strong roots. They were involved in the objectives, program objectives, and the curriculum development. And we were attempting to focus on three major issues or three major aspects of people, including the self and the family and the community, with the thought of creating family unity, community connectedness, and an understanding of oneself and how we relate to our community. We also encourage and really focus on artistic expression, creative expression, because it's a way, as I'm sure you all know, to give voice to thoughts and feelings that sometimes are not possible to put into words. And so it's a great way to allow that voice for individuals, especially children who have difficulty communicating with words. And each gathering included experiential activities, healthy food preparation and demonstration, role-playing to practice healthy behaviors, a lot of video clips, and a newsletter with healthy recipes and words of wisdom in it. And we actually have completed the project, and we've made a project manual, and it's a beautiful result of all the work that was put into this. Participants wrote poems about their families in the creative expression aspect of the project, and that's what I'm going to show you in just a minute. Each gathering also included preparing food together, nutrition discussions, which Carmela's going to focus on, a lot of the benefits of native foods, and understanding the importance of food and how it relates to stress management. Sorry about the little, it's not quite in the center there. We had 7 topics that covered 7 2-hour sessions, and throughout the entire project, we had 5 series and worked with over 100 people. And so here you can see the first 4 topics. We made hula hoops and had a great time doing exercise together. And here are the last 3 topics that we focused on. And we did family paintings, and this is related to the poems also that were developed. So people, the families did these paintings together, and then they wrote poems about their paintings and about their families. We also evaluated the project. All the staff and community members developed the evaluation tool together, which was an individual interview. We did pre, post, and 3-month post-intervention interviews. And we ask about self-perceived health, community connections and connectedness, and family communication about physical activity and healthy nutrition. So some of our preliminary results showed a significant increase in community connectedness, their report of that. Adults praising their youth for being physically active, because we focused a fair amount on helping adults know more about how to praise and how important praise was with their children. Adults monitoring youth's consumption of high-fat foods, and adult self-efficacy regarding physical activity. So there was an improvement in their knowledge about where they might go to find a place to be physically active. And so there's the group. And now what I'd like to do is just show you this quick video.
My family is not consumerist. My family wonders about different healthy foods. My family hears different types of music all around. My family sees movies in the sky. My family wants our own home with a yard someday. My family is loving and humorous. Flores family stands for F as fun, L is for loving, O is for outgoing, R is for relentless, E for energetic, and F is for spiritual. That is our family.
F is for fun with the family. A is for time to hold big terms. M is for many things like diamonds. I is for I'm happy inside when I take pictures. L is for love and happiness when we are all together. Y is for you is our family that keeps us happy and